Blackstone Audio presents Wolf, The Lives of Jack London by James L. Haley. To Greg Walden, with love and thanks. He was youth, adventure, romance. He was a poet and a thinker. He had a genius for friendship. He loved greatly. And was greatly loved. Anna Strunsky. He just jumped into life with both feet in that courageous way of his, and he got romance and mystery and beauty out of it where other men could see only labor. That's genius. Johnny Heinold. His eyes were those of a dreamer, and there was almost a feminine wistfulness about him. Yet at the same time, he gave the feeling of a terrific and unconquerable physical force. Arnold Genthe. Here was youth, exuberance, throbbing life. Here was the good comrade, all concern and affection. Emma Goldman. Preface. Nearly a decade before the death of Samuel Clemens, Mark Twain's place as America's favorite author was usurped by a California adventurer not yet 30 years old. In 1902, Jack London was regarded merely as an up-and-coming short story craftsman, but during the following year he took the American literary stage by storm with no fewer than three significant books, an introspective probe into the nature of affection and relationships in The Kempton Waste Letters, a conscience-searing cri de coeur for social justice.